We have one more Tosfos to learn on Daf Chof Amud Beis, the bottom Tosfos. Kelim Hanigmorim. We had in the Mishnah Kelim Hanigmorim Betarev Tzrichim Tvila LeKodesh Avoloi LeTrume. The Pashup Shat in the Mishnah is that if Bishas the Gemar HaKeli, it was Nigma, but that means Kozman doesn't get a shame Kaili, it can't be Mekabo Tume. Now Kalim Hanigmarim Betare, that Bishas Digmar Asiyas HaKeli, a Chavo took care of it, and he's made it that it was Nigmar Betare. That means that Tume did not touch it from when it became Roy Lekabo Tume. Is trichin tvilo lekodesh. Afal pikein, you have to tovel it if you want to use it for kodesh, avoloi letrume. Oimer horav rabochonon, velohochi nokat nigmorim veloi nasim. The reason he chapped on nigmorim betare, that means bishas digmar, they were nizer to see that it should be betare. He did not mention that the whole keli was made betare. Mishum da ein regiles l'shomrom betare bizman asiyosom, because normally there's no shmire betare when you make it. Why should there be a shmire betare? Ad eis goimrom. Till you're up to the gemar of the keli. That means kozman you're oisik in the yasiyas hakeli. So no one is normally is shomeret that it should be betare, because why do you have to be nizah betare? Can be mekabel tumasai besai. The zehiris starts b'shas the gemar. Lefi shein mekablim tumadai. Aval ki nigmaru shemekablim tumim it noisnim leiv aleyam l'shomro. So that's the normal procedure. So the Marei Meisodis says pshat and Tosfos is telling us something. Tosfos is telling us don't be misled. That what is the halacha if the keli mitchilas asiye atzayf asiye it was betare. So don't think it does not need tefillah. It also needs tefillah. Because we're really afraid maybe it came in contact with Tumah before the Asiyah. That's what we're really afraid of. So Memele, it doesn't matter if the Gemar was Betara or the whole Asiyah was Betara. Because the Chashash is, but maybe before everything it got in contact with Tumah, and that Tumah is remaining after the whole Asiyah. So why do you say Kalim Anigmar and Betara? So Tosfos says, because that's the normal procedure. Normally, a person is not Shema the Kali, Bashas the whole Asiyah. So he spoke about a normal case. Abola Halacha, until the whole Asiyah was Betara, you also need Tvila. That's how the Marei Meisodis says Pshat and Tosfos. We hear in the Mishnah Ha'oinon Mechusa Kippurim, Tzrichin tvila lekodesh, avoloi letrume. That an oinan mechusa kippurim, Rashi explained after they brought their korban, need tvila, avoloi lekodesh, avoloi letrume. So Tosfos says, mashma lishne. Now, if we learn the mimedayik, the loshen amishne, so the loshen is mashma lishne. Tvila in, you need tvila, avol harev shemesh loy. If you don't need harev shemesh, so that means that after the tvila, they can eat kaidish already. You need tvila, that's all what it says. Kedidayik lekamon, now Tosfos brings, ba'imisin, the Gemara makes this diyik on a different halacha. Bekelim hanigmorim. And the Mishnah says, Kalim hanigmorim betaro tzrichin tvila lekodesh. So the Gemara says it needs tvila and does not need Erev Shemesh. So we hear here the same Loshen, ha'ayinim achusik kippurim tzrichin tvila. So Tosfos says, I'll make the same diyik. Tvila means tvila, you don't need Erev Shemesh. One raya. Bahochi nami mashme bezvachim bereish tvuyay. And the Gemara in Zvachim also seems to say this, that you only need tefillah. The Kodayik al-Hach Mishneh Heichidami. The Gemara is Medayik. This din that Anoin and Mechusa Kepurim need tefillah. I da'asech dat datei mitomei sheretz. If he was Messiah das, and from Shmira, from being Mekabel Tuma from a Sheretz, Tomei Ma'al Yahave, Herev Shemesh Boy. This is the Rishash's Gilsi. The Gemara says this. Tomei Ma'al Yahave, Herev Shemesh Boy. Let me just explain what the Gemara says. The Gemara tries to explain, let's talk about a Mechusa Kippurim. A Mechusa Kippurim needs Tvila. So the Gemara tries to say, why does he need Tvila? So the Gemara wanted to say, you know why he needs Tvila? Because usually these people were keseder in the matzav of shmira. They were always shame themselves from tumim. Now a mechusa kippurim calls man, he doesn't bring the korban. You know, today he doesn't touch him. I mean, he's a mechusa kippurim. So the gemara held, so when he's a matzav of being unable to eat kodesh, so he's Messiah Das from Shmira. He's Messiah Das. So therefore, so he's a person that's walking with Hesach Hadas. He's not shame himself. So could be he could touch a Sheretz without realizing it. If there's no pressure, he knows he's unable to eat Kodesh, so he's Messiah Das. So the Gemara says, if that is the reason, Ida Asach Daite Mitomei Sheretz, so Tomei Ma'al Yaverev Shemesh Boy. So why does it say Tzrichim Tvile? He should need Erev Shemesh also. If you're afraid that there was a Hesach Hadas and Itaka became Tomei Sheretz, so he should need Erev Shemesh also. So we see an often a Gemara that the Gemara understood that Tzrichim Tvila means you need Tvila alone. You don't need Erev Shemesh. Gam Rashi Pirish Kein Hosom Deloi Boy Erev Shemesh. The Tvila is sufficient. Hodis nan hosam. So now Tosfos has problems. We learned in the Mishneh tvu yoim umechusa kippurim ein chelkim bekotchim. They do not get a chelik in kotchim lechel laere. That means, so the Mishneh is telling us that even though a koyin has a right to get a chelik in the kabonis, but if by day he was a tvu yoim umechusa kippurim, and chilkim bekotchim lechay le'erev, they should be able to eat it at night. Is mashme the mechusa kippurim boy erev shemesh? What is lechay le'erev? If you say after the tefillah he can eat the kodesh already, so what's a lechay le'erev? Ikalameima mishum tvul yoim nokte. So Tosfos says you're talking about two types of people. A tvul yoim can only eat after Erev Shemesh. So the Mishnah said lechel le'erev. Rabbeinu Chanami, a mechusa kippurim, theoretically, is able to eat kodesh mibo'ed yoyim as soon as he tovels himself. Aval kosher l'ri. Ve'omar be'erevin be'perek bakril ma'arvin. Ho'isha shehoisa oleo leido oiziva. An isha that was a yoldis, or she was a zova, mevia mois, so she brings mois, the noisenes b'shoifel. That means like this, she's a yoldis, she needs it, she be makriv for her a kol, she's a mechusa kippurim, so she puts money in the shoifel. The shoifel was a pushke that was, that whoever needed korbonis, they put money in the shayfa. If it was this is a mechusa kippur, it was aifa she needed. So she puts the money, teiveles va'icheles bekotchim la'erev. So there it says, and she'll teivel herself, and she eats kotchim la'erev. So here we have already a mechusa kippurim. Here we're not talking about a tvul yoim, and it says, klo teiveles va'icheles ba'erev. Now here we have a problem already. V'yeshloima, so Tosfos says, you're making a mistake. The la'erev, the nokaf, that what it says, that she's first permitted to eat kochim be'erev. I mean, there's a different problem over there. Mayri she'eina oimedes sham b'shas hakov. She's not standing there to become aware when they were makrev hakov. Elasei meches lo al cheskas bezden. But she relies, but Mestama, they emptied the shofar. Mestama, they were makrev all the korbanis. So when can she be assured that they were makrev her korban? So she doesn't know when they're makrev her korban. So therefore it says, Eichelus la'erev, the chazok ein bezden misatzlen. So the erev is to, she should be assured that they were makrev her korban already. That's why she has to wait till the erev. The koshali. So Tosfos asked, that's not too good of a teretz. The la'acha chatzos tishtari. If the whole problem is that you want to be assured that they were makiv Yakobin, so after chatzos you can be assured that they were makiv the kob. Shekei motzino gabi oima. The Gemara says in Menaches, like this, Bizman HaBayis, when they were makriv the korban ha'omer, the first day, Chalamoyit Pesach, after the Akrovas ha'omer, they were permitted to eat chodosh. So it says, Ha'chaykim. So those who were in Yerushalayim and knew when they were makriv the ha'omer, they were permitted to eat chodosh right away. Ha'chaykim. Those who were far away from Yerushalayim, they had no way of knowing when they were makriv the aimer is mechatzois ve'ilach matorim. So then, from chatzois and further, they're permitted to eat chodosh v'shem bezdin misatzlan. So you see, klar, a bezdin misatzlan means not a whole day, a bezdin misatzlan. So that means by chatzois, whatever has to be taken care of was taken care of. So memele, so why can't she eat kochim till the erev? V'yesh l'chalek, so Tosfos says we could differentiate. The hosom b'kolben tzibur, there it's talking about the kolben ha'omer, that's a kolben that's negeya the whole tzibur, is memayer tvei lasais ad chatzai. So there, bezn ein bezn misatzlam means ein bezn misatzlam is relative. So if the whole tzibur is dependent on the kolben, so then bezn makes sure that by chatzai it's taken care of. Aval kol bin yochid, but here it's speaking about a kol bin yochid, so you don't get such quick service. It's mamtinim kol ayom, so there you have to wait. You can be assured that the day she put the money in the shofar, there'll be makrevit, but when, there's no guarantee what time, is mamtinim kol ayom. Aval tvei loy, but that's for sure. That means that they'll be taken care of. Kedei shaloyi koshel al yodo. V'chiteime, so Tosfos asks now, Amoyre de Kekash. So, the whole Indian, you're saying like this, after Tefillah, she's allowed to eat Kodesh. The whole reason she's mechuyev to wait till the Erev is because who knows when there'll be makriv ha'kobim. So Tosfos says, I know when the makriv ha'kobim. The makriv ha'kobim before the Tomit shall bein ha'bayim. After the Tomit shall bein ha'bayim, they won't be makriv ha'kobim anymore. So memele v'chitei ma'acha tomid shel erev tishteri desu loy mamtinen. They won't be makriv after the tomid shel bein abay. Kiven d'chsiv oleho gabi oilo aminoy alpinen esed ashlome de makriven acha oilas atomid bein abayim klum. So we have a Mishnah, Tomid Nishchat, B'shmoino Machtze, V'nikra B'teisho Machtze, so finished. So I'll Koponim, so you don't have to wait till the Erev already. After the Tomid Shalbein Abayim, there was Zichem Akrev HaKom. So now we have a problem. So what's this Inyan of Erev? V'yeshloima, the Ikalameima, Shepa'omim Ma'achrim HaTomid Ad Erev Shemesh. That means, zichad, when things were holchim kiseida, that's the mission in Tomid Nishchat, Shmoina Machzev, Nikra Betesha Machzev, but sometimes they had a hectic day in the Beis HaMikdash also, and can never tell. So could be that they were makrib the tomit shepomim machem atomit ad erev shemesh. Kedemrine reish tfilas ha-shachar shohilach v'korev ad ha-erev. Hilkach, given she'ein lo izman kotzov, so really there's no guaranteed time when they were makrib the tomit shobein abayim, mesafkin lo b'chol ha-sof. We have a raya from this Taisvis. There's a whole tumult in that what the Gemara says, Tfilas HaShacha Bo'hoylech V'korev Ad Ho'erev. The Shagasai and Simon Yedzayin brings down a riyah, could be a Tzarabeinu Yoyne, that they could only be makir the tomet till the shkia. The dam nifso b'shkia sachame, so there was no, they weren't makir after the shkia. So erev means the shkia, and therefore the sharetzim brings down lahaloche, the shitis rabbeinu yoyne, that faker, that one l'chatchila should not have a mincha after the shkia, because the mintras can get the tomet shabayna bayim, and they weren't makim the tomet after the shkiyah already, because dam nifsal b'shkiyah sachame. The Shagasai is choylik. The Shagasai says that till teis akachom. When till teis akachom. That's how the Shagasai says. So l'chayr, we have a raya from this teis, is like the Shagasai, I think. Taisa says, Shepomim machim atomid ad erev shemesh. Erev shemesh is Taisa kechom. And they were machim atomid ad erev shemesh. It would seem from Taisa that they were machim until Taisa kechom. Lachay Taisa says to say this, Lachay. I mean, that's Pshat. I mean, she waits till ad erev, Lachay means till at night. Inami. Then Taisa says another teretz. Let's not get involved with the Tomit Shabbein Abaye. Kirab Yishmoel benoi shal b'yeichenem ben broike. She'oma reish Tomit nishchat. She'chato sa'oiv korev acher Tomit ha'erev. Rabbi Yishmoel benoi shal b'yeichenem ben broike says that the whole Iser of Hashlome is davke kabonis that need haktorev. So fakert, all the haktores have to be before the Tomit Shabbein Abaye. But when you have to be makim the kolben, a kolben that has aktore, it has to be nikra before the tomit shobein abayim. Achatas ha'oif, there's no haktores, So memele, so you can be makriv lechatchila the chatas ha'oif after the tomit shobein abayim. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, according to Rabbi Shmuel, benoish Rabbi Yechanan ben Breike, so the Tomit Shobein Abayim is not our guideline. It could be they were Makriv HaKolben after the Tomit Shobein Abayim. Period. V'hochi meforish hori bereish Tomit Nishchat gabi mechuser kipurim shetoivo v'oichel bekotshim la'erev. There it says in Tomit Nishchat a mechuser kipurim is toivo. Here you also have the same problem. Why does it there say Toivu Ba'ichu Bekotchim La'erev if you don't eat Erev Shemesh by Mechusa Kippurim? V'inokat Erev Mishum Erev Shemesh. The Ri said over there, Mesechtes Pesachim, doesn't say Erev Mishum Erev Shemesh. Ofi Sheina Oimed Lo'oil Amal Kabonik in the Perishis. It's also the same thing. This Mechusa Kippurim also, he didn't stand there a whole day in and wait till they were makriv his kolben. V'soyimach al-cheskes kahanim. Nisoyimach al-cheskes kahanim. So memele, if you soyimach al-cheskes kahanim, so who knows when they were makriv his kolben. V'chein yesh leforish ahide krisus bereish perik mechusori kapore. Geir meukiv lechel bekotshim. At sheyovi kinoi, he cannot eat kochim till he brings his cup. Evi preida acha shachis, he bought one oif shachis. Oichel bekochim laerev, so he eats kochim laerev. You can eat kochim le'eret. Then the gil says, the Yalkut Yishai brings down, urevusa nokat. The af al gavdi meviyam shachis taivayu lo yoichol ad ha'eret. That what it says, heivi prey da'achas, means afilo heivi prey da'achas. But afilo he bought both oifis in the morning, lo yoichol ad ha'eret. It's also the same thing. These are people who are relying on the Kahanim to be mark of their Kabbonis. They were unaware exactly when they'll do it. So that's Erev. Again, you can't say he has to wait till Erev Shemesh because the Tvile of Mechusa Kippurim does not need Erev Shemesh. And Taisi says, Tamazai, there's no problem. The loy maskir hosom tvila. Der Bechlala doesn't say that a ger needs tvila. The gamloy mozino mechuse kapora hatzorich tvila, rak mechuse kapora de tume, aval begerloy mozino loy. So then Taisi says, Tamazai, if you have problems over there, it's nothing to do with me. Because Bechlal, Taisus says, I don't find that that what it says in our Mishnah, Mechusa Kippurim needs Tvila. Speaking of Mechusa Kippurim, that the Kolben is Metayerim. A ger that needs a Kolben to bring him into Yadis, Bechlal, we don't find that there was a Takon of Tvila to begin with. So if there's problems over there, there's problems, but it's no cash on me, Taisus says. I mean, because there's no Tvila Bechlal over there. So the Din Erev Zichah has to be also a different reason, not also Erev Shemesh, because who says Bechlal, you need Tvila over there. Now, till now, we had a Tosfos, which is Takim Me'uyim Dik, just learning through the first quarter of Taisus went to a third of Shas. I mean, with Kochim and Kochim and Erevin and Broches and Psochem and Krisis. But Taisus just what was speaking about one Nikude, that the Tvile, that Chazal were Misakin, that a Mechusaki Purim has to make after being says Kolbim, that Tvile is Metayer with Ad Erev Shemesh. That's what Taisus was talking till now. And that's it. Other Tvilas Terabonon, Taisus didn't go into that. That Taisus till now was speaking about this Tvile. Now, Taisus starts speaking about Bechlal Tvilos Terabonon. The Chaintna, Nataisa says, there's a Mishnah. Kol hatom bias mayim midivrei soifrim. Now, this sounds like a very general klal. Kol hatom bias mayim midivrei soifrim. Whoever needs tvile midivrei soifrim, metame yasa hegdish. So it's metame hegdish before the tvile. Acher biyosai, and after he toiv himself, muta bikulam. Mashme, so now this Mishnah seems to say, kol shehu midarabonon muta biyad beloi herev shemesh. Umei ahi defrishi, so now Taisvi said, we just had a new yesod now. We just had all tvilas darabonon don't need herev shemesh. So mayi de frishes tire to rab shmu meirois hod de sanye be peg beis de bey. Eis rab shmu meirois had a kashe am a bereis in bey. But now we just had a new yisod that all tvilis tarabonon don't need herev shemes seife em for the kashe. Gabi mas nisen, the Mishnah says, t'chli shen nitmo bevlada tumet, Madbilin oisai biyomtif. There is a shaila, you're not allowed to be toivul a keili shenitma ba'avatum. Not allowed to be toivul in yomtif, and Rashi says over there, it's nearly kimisakin money, It's Tommy Minatayra, now you're tabling it, Tommy Mela, it's awesome. Kli shenitma bivladav tumah, that means like this, a mashkin touched a keli, which is metame, so mashkin a metame keli midarabona, is matvila naisi biyontav. So the Mishnah is speaking about, the Iser ein matvila nesa kelim. If it was nitma bivlada tumah, so it's only a tumah darabona, so nirik imesake mone, matvilin oisai biyontav. So now, that's the baraisa. V'amai, so Harav Shmuel asked, v'boy erev shemesh. So, how are you allowed to do it? You're doing a pool of letzayir choyel. How are you allowed to do it? You go and toivel a keli, so good, the issa from Misakim Mone is not here. But how are you allowed to be, you're making miyantav lechoyel? How are you allowed to do such a thing? V'tiret. So Rav Shmuel said, "V'kiva devlatum ederabon leiboy erev shemesh." The same yisod. This is going to the new generality that Taisus was machadish. That by tefilas derabonim you don't need erev shemesh. Now, not talking about only the tefila of a mechusa kippurim. Speaking about tefilas derabonim. So memeila, you don't need erev shemesh. V'hochi mashme b'yirishalmi de tumis. Perik Beis. And as I weiss toys, from the Yerushalmi, Perik Beis, Gemara. Amatvu Kelov b'Shabbos, here it's a bit of a greist. It says like this. Amatvu Kelov b'Shabbos, so it says, b'Shoigig, yishtamish b'em, b'meizid, lo yishtamish b'em. Fine. That's if he was matvu b'Issa. Now, these are the next four words to Rishash is Meichik. Tony. Not finished. Nofal Kalov Lesoich HaBoyer. What happens if his Kalim fell in a boyer? Now, let's explain what happened. What happened? The Kali fell into the boyer. It's not, the boyer was Baruch Hashem HaMikveh. Yes, Atomi Diki Kali. Baruch Hashem, the Kali fell into the boyer. But Lida wasn't completely submerged. It just fell in halfway. So half is sticking out. So it says in the Yerushalmi, Marim Olov Umadbila. Listen, it's in the Boer already. No one's looking. So before you take it out, Tevel it in Gansin. Yes, take it out of the Boer. Fell into the Boer. So Memele, Marim Olov Umadbila. It can be Tevel already. If it was in the Boer already, she permitted to make a harom and to be goyim of the tefillah. Kloimer b'yomtev u'b'shabbos. Fine. Trei amoiroi. Now there's two amoiroim in the Yerushalmi. Chad omar b'kli shenitmo ba'avatumet. That this kula, you're allowed to be marim. In yomtev is speaking about a kli shenitmo ba'avatumet. That's tomim in a toyer. V'chad oma b'kli shenitmo b'vladatume. Mosif man de omar b'vladatume. So now there's a kasha in the Yerushalmi. The man de oma that holds it speaking about only b'vladatume, le man de oma b'avatume, afilu l'choil. That means, so yes, I'm a kasha, I don't understand. You're allowed to be marim. According to you, you're allowed to be marim. It was nitma ba'av hatume. So it was nitma ba'av hatume. So this keli is a rishin letume. Now they toivel it, so it becomes a tvul yayin. So he can't use it today. So l'chayl. So he says, how are you allowed to be toivel? How are you allowed to be toivel this keli? How are you allowed to be toivel this keli in yontiv letzay rechayl? Haton harev shemesh. You need harev shemesh. Kloima. So Taisus explains what's pshat in the kasha. Hotinach ledidi, according to me, that I say it's speaking about a keli shenitmo bivladatume, the kimnele bivladatume, shapi. According to me, it's very good. You can be toivul in yontiv, bloy boy harem shemesh, you don't need harem shemesh. Elo ledidach, the mukmis lay ba'avatume, צורך לערב שמש, יול ניד ערב שמש, לחוזי לשתמוש בירק בחויל, אם כן אבלי מטל משבס לחויל, I don't understand you. Oh, that's the Yerushalmi. Umuki lo, bereitze lehishtamesh of the Yerushalmi, Jens is behem, לצורך חולן, תתבויים שורי בחולן, בלוי ערב שמש. So he answers them, it's speaking about, if he would want to eat 2 minutes, you're right, he's not allowed to be table. So then he's table, מיונטה ולוחל. And he wants to eat חולן בתארה. So חולן בתארה, התבויים is not מתאמה חולן. Period. Now, so what did Tosfos say? So Tosfos found a מרדק המציא. Tosfos found a ירושלמי. Now again, you have to understand, Tosfos just was marchiv the shtik Torah what Tosfos had said. Tosfos had said that the tefillah of a mechusar kippur does need erev shemesh with the whole arichis, and then Tosfos brought a mishnah in Poreh that kol aton biyismayim. It would seem after the tefillah your toy right away. And Tosfos brought Rav Shmuel Meiroi said that a keli that was nitmo bevlada tumid does not need erev shemesh. So Tosfos says it's a Yerushalmi. It's an often a Yerushalmi. So memele, so we see that tvilas darabon, and you don't need erev shemesh. Vahashta lidvorov mukmi masnisen debeyim. The ein matbilin kalim shenitmu ba'ava tume bekoyin mayri lechel tume. So now, according to him, it comes out that the Mishnah that says ein matbilin kalim shenitmu ba'ava tume bekoyin mayri. It's speaking about a koyin who wants the tume lechel tume. Inami boichul chulna talas atume. So that means, so now Pshat in the Mishnah is speaking about Al Yedei HaRome. Al Yedei HaRome is only mutter because according to this man, the Yomer, the Rishalmi says it's only mutter Yedei HaRome, if you hold it, speaking about Avlad HaTumim. So Avlad HaTumim is only mutter Al Yedei HaRome. And a avetume is also for yedei arome if he tables it with tzeirech trume. Gam shmeitze de beyedei arome mairi, ob avetume for yedei arome loy. Period. Bechishari hosom, so Tosfos says now, according to the Yerushalmi, that is pshat in the sugyim bey. Bechishari hosom bemas nisin. Now Tosfos had a problem. We just said that to be toivel something that needs erev shemesh is ikha also afilai dei arome. Rishari hosen b'mas nisin madlin bedli tomei v'hu toir mei eilof. It says in the Mishnah kekev adli tomei. Now adli tomei means that Philip became tomei from an avatome. One is permitted to take adli tomei and he puts it into a spring. And he wants to shed water out. And by doing this, he tables the dli also. Butoir me elo. So Tosfos says, how you allowed to do this? Hach arome adife shaper me ilo echziru reikam. So Tosfos says that's a very good harome. That means if a person is being doyle mayim, he's going to use the water. That harome, it's not mire kemechen. It's that harome is a gewaldic harome. The Yerushalmi is speaking about haromes that it's a different type of harome. He takes the keli out of the mikveh without any water in it. So there, they were only matel by a blada tumah derabbanan. As I. The way Tosfos brought down the Girse, that Mosiv, the man the Yomer that holds it to Avlada Tume, asked according to the man the Yomer that holds it to Avlada Tume, Gambeperg Beis Debeye, Kosov Beshibush Besforim, Omnom Atzos Agirse Kamoyshe Pirashti. That means in Beye, in the Yerushalmi, it says Fakert, the one who holds it an avatume asked and the one who holds it a vladatume. So then somebody would have to understand Pshat in the Yerushalmi. So Tosfos says that's vagreist. Omnom hatzos agirse kamoy sheperashti. period. Va'oid oyomevi hori siyata. The ri brought another raya that, now we're going back to Mechusa Kippurim, that a Mechusa Kippurim does not need Herif Shemesh. The Omar bepeire ko'ishe, the Gemara says in Psochim, Omar Rav, ein shoichtin v'zorkin al tomei sheretz. But there the Gemara is speaking about as follows. A person, we're talking about Erev Pesach, a person is a tomei sheretz. He's a tomei sheretz, and he's bringing a korban Pesach to the Yishechechtes korban Pesach. Now, so Rav holds as follows. Theoretically, what's wrong? Shecht the korban Pesach, he'll go to the mikveh, it's Erev Pesach, he'll go to the mikveh, and at night he'll be toyer already, at night he'll eat the korban Pesach, there shouldn't be any problems. Now Rav said, Ein shoichtim v'zorkin al tomei sheretz, Vilme posha v'loy tovu. No, they won't shecht the korban Pesach relying on his good intentions. Maybe he will be pesheya and he won't table himself. So you're going to hear that night a korban Pesach. He won't be able to eat the korban Pesach. So they don't do such things. So they don't shech the korban Pesach on credit. You want to bring a korban Pesach, you go first to the mikveh. Then we'll shech the korban Pesach. But if you're a tamei sheretz, tuma posha v'loy tov. Period. The ilu b'mechusa kapora omar hosam, shechten v'zorken olav. A mechusa kapora means as follows, that this person, when he's coming, he's bringing his korban Pesach, so while he gave his money to the kahanim, that they should be makriv his korban. So then he comes he comes with his korban Pesach. Rabbi say, listen, my korban is going to be taken care of. And they were not afraid dilma posha. So let's understand Tosfos Kasha. There's missing a few words here. So Tosfos Kasha is as follows. What is Tosfos Kasha? Tosfos Kasha is, Rav said, Yochayish, by a Tomei Sheretz, Dume Posha V'loi Tovo. Maybe he won't be Pesheya. Maybe he'll be Pesheya and he won't Tovo himself. So we're not going to Shechta Kolben Pesach relying on him. So we won't Shechta. Now, Amechusa Kippurim, he comes to the Beis HaMikdash, he has his Kolben Pesach. He says, no, Rabbeisai, my Kolben is going to be taken care of. I gave the money, the Kanim will take care of it. Fine. So they should ask him a next question. Listen, there's another thing, you know. After the makrib, the korban, you have to table yourself. What's with the tefillah? And by this person, and Rav said, chayshin and dilme posha. So what's pshat over here? So Tosfos in Psochim says, Tosfos says two mahalchim. One mahalach Tosfos says as follows. Tosfos says, tifar kasha. What's the chilek? He has to, Mechusa Kippurim has to table himself. And Tomei Sheretz is the table himself. The Mechusa Kippurim loy chashin in Dulma Posha. And the Tomei Sheretz chashin in Dulma Posha. So Tosfos says, Amor de Kipshat. So Tosfos says, you know what Pshat is Dulma Posha? What do you mean Dulma Posha? I mean, he won't go to the mikveh. Why you chayshit such things? You chayshit b'ksherim. So Tosfos says, you know Pshat is as follows. Erev Pesach is a very busy day. Now this person has so many things to do at a Pesach, he's not going to go to the mikveh. He knows what's going to happen. He's going to go after the shkia already. It was a very hectic day at a Pesach. Chayshin and Dilme Posha, he'll make the tvile too late. That's what we're chayshinim. So Mamela Tomei Sheretz will make the tvile too late. He's finished, so he can't eat the korban Pesach. He needs Erev Shemesh. Masha'en ken Tosfos says by Mechusa Kippurim, you don't need Erev Shemesh. So at night, he'll go. He didn't time himself by day. It was too late. So before he comes and eat the korban Pesach, he'll go to the mikveh and then be able to eat the korban Pesach. You don't need Erev Shemesh. So Tosfos in Psochim says this pshat, the whole Dilma Posha is that he might be Pesheya and will not time himself before Erev Shemesh. So that's only by a Tomei Sheretz who needs Erev Shemesh. By Mechusa Kippurim, he doesn't need Erev Shemesh. So I have an often a raya that a Mechusa Kippurim does not eat Erev Shemesh. That's the raya.
So now it's missing two words. V'yesh litchois. He could be doiched esrei. Could be pshat is different. The hoil v'toyer ma'al yahava midir aise. V'yemidu chachomim divrein b'mokim koris l'poitrei b'kach mi Pesach. V'shapur shoichtim v'zoirkim olov. So Taisa, maybe there's a different pshat. Not pshat is that he doesn't need Erev Shemesh. He needs Erev Shemesh. No. He shouldn't shech the kol Pesach because maybe he'll be tummy me the Rabbona. They never did such a thing. By the Raisa, they did it. By the Rabbona, Zemzach nish gestelt. So al koponim, where we up to now? We're up to by Tvilois the Rabbona. You don't need Erev Shemesh. Val tetame the Omar bepeire kaitziuloi. Gabi Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis Koyen Godl. So the Gemara in Yuma relates such an incident. It was Yom Kippur. Rabbi Shmuel was the Koyen Godl. She siper im nochi b'shuk before he went to the Beis Hamikdash. To chveise do da avoide Yom Kippur. So speaking to a goy, the nitze tzinoiro mipiv. So some roik from the mouth of the goy went on Rabbi Shmuel. So Mameli became Tomei. Is nichnas yeshevav ochi v'shimesh tachtov. So his brother went and did the avoid. He became Tomei. He was unable to do the avoid. Frektoch toisves. Va'amai leizel v'litvel. Let him go and toivel himself. Kiven de tume de rabbonom, harei loy boy herev shemesh. So Mamela, now Tosfos got stuck. That means if we just said a yisot, that what? That by a tume de rabbon you don't need herev shemesh. So why did his brother go in and do the avoida that Yom Kippur? Let him go to the mikveh and he'll do the avoida. Yesh loima eskiven de chachomim shabinu lenochim kizovim lechol devrayim. Since they gave them a din zovim, echmiru bem v'tzrichu harev shemesh. And the betzineir adam orat mashma lekamon bidish yifayferes the boy harev shemesh. Let's not go into the whole raya. So now Tosfos Be'emeson has problems. That means that the Tosfos had wanted to say that by all tumis derabonon, you don't need Erev Shemesh, and Tosfos Lamais is having problems. By Goy it seems you do need Erev Shemesh, by Namor it need Erev Shemesh, and Tosfos goes into a lot of problems. I'd just like to mention one word from the Migdash David. The Migdash David wants to say as follows. The Yisod of Tosfos was, Tosfos brought a Mishneh, Kolaton Bias Mayim Medivrei Soifrim Metamei Hegdish, Metamei Yisai Hegdish, Achabi Yosai Muta Bekulam. So we see from over here, whoever needs, Tosfos learned this Mishneh literally, whoever needs Tvila Midarabonon, whoever needs tefillah midarabonon is metamis hegdish, and after tefillah is toil. Rashi says that this Mishnah is speaking about, we had already this Mishnah before, it's speaking about that a person who ate arishin letume, he ate a sheni letume. So he has a din of a sheni letume. Lamaisi has a din of a sheni letume, it's metamis hakodesh. Here's the din of a sheni letume. Now, so he says like this. So he says a person, and the same din applies by a keli that was became tomei from a vlada tume. So it also is the din of a sheni letume. So he says like this, that a tvul yoim, what din does a tvul yoim is? A tvul yoim is the din of a sheni letume. So memele, so he says like this. Something, a tume, that before the tvile is more, is that the arishin letume, So then after the Tefillah, he becomes a Tvuyayim, he becomes a Sheini Letumer. Someone before the Tefillah who is a Sheini Letumer, so he says, after the Tefillah, they will never give him a Tvuyayim, because there's no such thing as a Shlishi Letumer by a person. So Memele, so the Mikdash David wants to say that in these two cases, that Tosis had brought, that Tosis had proven that you don't need, there's no din of Tvu, there's no din of Herif Shemesh, these are speaking about people or a Keli who before the Tvila was a Sheini Letume. So Memele, Chazal would never misakin a din Herif Shemesh because after the Tvila he has to be less than what he was before. We don't find a Tvuyayim that is less than a Sheini Letumah. So Davke, in these two cases, you don't need Herif Shemesh. But Samazah in other cases, which Tosus will bring, a Goy and an Amoritz, they touch a person who becomes a Rishon Letumah. So he becomes a Rishon Letumah, so in a Hanami. Afterwards, there's a Din Herif Shemesh, and after the Tvila will become a Sheini Letumah. Let us start learning the Gemara. Bekoidish my time aloy. We heard in the Mishnah that Chayme bekoidish mi betrume shematbilim kelim besoich kelim letrume avoloy bekoidish. Avoloy lekoidish. One is not permitted to be table two kelim, one and the other. So why not? Omar Rab Eile mitnei shekveidoi shel keili choitzitz. Because the inside keili has a weight, a koivit, so it weighs down on the outside keili, so it creates a chetzitze that the water cannot go between the two keili. What does Rashi say? Kveidoi shel kli hapnimi, hamachbid al hachitzoin shehu munach besoichoi, Chaytzeitz bifnei hamayim, ve'ein tvila oile loyla ze v'loyla ze. And tvila is not oile for both of them. Ola kamam porich, yochi afilu trumenami, if it's a real chatzitze. So why dafke kaidish in not trumen? So the Gemara asks, that's Rab Eilis Pshat, bo mi de seife mishum chatzitze, Reisha lav mishum chatzitze. The seife is the choymer al chatzitze. The ktoni seife, the loike midas ha-kaidish midas ha-trume. That trume does not have the chumras of kaidish. Shebe kaidish mater umangiv umatvil v'acharkach kaisha. By kaidish, the din is if there is a knot in the baguette. So first you have to untie the knot. First you have to dry the liquid which is on the baguette, and then you table it. Now, Shain came by Trume. By Trume, this is not necessary. Kosher. V'achar kach matvo. So how could you say that the issa of kelim besoich kelim is al chatzitza later? The Mishnah brings down the Chayma of Kodesh by Chatzitza. So the Gemara answers, Reishe v'seife mishum Chatzitza. No, both of them are al Chatzitza. Tzricha, and you need both halachas. The I ashminen Reishe, if it would only say the Reishe, Ava mina hainu taime de le Kodesh loy, why would they machmer the Reishe? Because there we're speaking about the kli has a koivet, it has a weight, and the weight is creating a chatzitza. But the sefer, that there's no weight over there, there's a kesher. I would think by kodesh is also no. I would think that davke in the reisha, there's a chashash of chitzitze, because there's a kaivet, because the kli hapnimi weighs down on the kli achitzen, and that creates a chitzitze. Avol seifa de leka kveidei shel kli, but the seifa, there's no weight. There's no, the seifa is just speaking about a nat in a baguette, eima le kaidish nami le have a chitzitze.
So I would think by Kodesh is also Melchatzitza. The Iyashmin and says, Hava Mina Haino Time of the Kodesh Loi. Why by Kodesh were we machma by a knot? Mishum de Kitri Bemaya Duki Mehedek. Because a knot swells in water. So the water, the Tvile, is a Sibbe to create a chatzitze. The water is magdil the shash chatzitze. Avoreishe de maya akfu yimakfile. But if you have a keli b'seich a keli, so there the water is meineya the chatzitze. It makes that the inner keli should float. So I would think they weren't machma by keli b'seich keli. Is akfu yimakfile lemona lehavi chatzitze. So that's why we need both tziyurim. Let us see Rashi. Ibrahimi de Seife, the Maila Achiti, the Choshu Beseif, have a time in Mishum Chatzitze. Is Reisha Lav Mishum Chatzitze. The time of the Tabai Mishum Chatzitze. Both are out chatzitze, which meaning the Gabi Kodesh called the Domila chatzitze place. So let us just say whatever is similar to a chatzitze pasul, so betruma lay pasul, al chatzitze gemura de reis, is listening chodim now. Why do you have to need all these cases? So the Gemara says, because you can't learn out one from the other. I would think that aduki ma'adik, because of the eschaitis, and akvuye makvale lemone, matzifois umagbiois oiso. Let us see further the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Rab Eila le Taimei, the Omer Rabbi Eila, Omer Rab Chanine bar Pope, Esel Mailish Shonukam. Rab Eilat said that there are 10 miles of Kodesh over Truman. That means if we count the Mishnah, there's 11 miles. But Rab Eilat said there's really 10, because the first case, in the case of Matir, is one reason, is a mile of Chatzitz. So there's only 10 miles. Chomish Rishonis, the first 5 Chumris, are Bein LeKodesh, they apply Sai to Kodesh, Bein LeChulin Shenasu Altaris HaKodesh, and also to Chulin Shenasu Altaris HaKodesh. Achroines, the second 5 miles, LeKodesh, they only apply to Kodesh, Abolei LeChulin Shenasu Altaris HaKodesh. My time, why? What's the difference between the first 5 and the last 5? Chomish kemais, the islo droge, the tumme midereisem. The first 5 have a shaykhis to a tumme dereise. Kos rubu rabonon, bein le koidish, bein le chulun shenasu al taris akadish. Bas reise, the second 5, the last lo droge, the tumme midereisem. Is Gosr Bar Rabbana LeKodesh, so the whole Gzeira was LeKodesh. LeChulen Shenas Val Taras HaKodesh LeGosr Bar Rabbana. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Rab Eile de Uki Taime de Reishe Mishum Chatzitze LeTamei. The Omar, he said, Eser Maile Shonukam, Eilu shebein truma lekodesh. She says there's 10 miles. But anan yud alef nambe. We'll count them. We see there's 11. Elahani tarti dechat timer choshev lekichoda. These two are similar to one. He calls it one because both are al chatzitze. is the first five ben lochulon shenas wal taris hakodesh af heimnis alu yoisem in a trume b'mailis alolo. These are nis alu that they also have these mailis. Why? Because drore de tume diereis, chash tume diereis. Marashi starts explaining. The first case, kli b'soich kli, I ike chatzitze, if there would be a chatzitze, tume deraisi. So memele, so even though there's not a true chatzitze, but it's a kaponim, it's a choymer for a tume deraisi. The second chumra, achayrayim v'toich, that we say by kodesh, when it became tomei from the outside, so everything becomes tomei. Aval gav the bekelim shenitmu achoyro b'mashkin the tumah darabonon. He asked, this only a tumah darabonon. Aba miyu hoda omar abonon mashkin metamekli shim gzeire the mashke zove zove. The whole reason they said a mashke is metamekeli zals the gzeire mashke zove zove. Ki goin roiko, yumei meiraglov. Vahani metamin kli medereise. And these are metamin kli medereise. So memele, so in tumis mashkin lekelin, there's, the shayrish is mayone shalzov, which are metamin kelin. And mayone shalzov are metamin a complete keli. So they said kodesh has the din already of mayone shalzov, and they didn't consider the achoyrov and the toich as two different keli. The third case, that a person was holding a medris, nami chash tume deraisu, kidem eforish bigmore, maisa hoyo, shenoflo ritsuas hasandu laavir chovish. There was a mice, a person was holding a manul shelzot, and the ritzue of the manul fell into the chavis. So this is a possibility of a becoming tomim min ha-tayre. Big day oich lei trume medres lekaydish, ishem yoshva lei mishtay nide. Is chash to mediraisi. Keilem anigmorim, mishim tzinoire dama oretz. Is ama oretz ishem azovu. So memele, that is why that they were, that's why these first five have a drore de to mediraisi, so they apply by chulun shenasu apitaris hakodesh. The second, not even Torah the Tumah Derais, it's only by Kodesh and not by Chulun Shenasu al Taras HaKodesh. Let us see the top places. The Kitro B'mayo Aduki Mehadik. So the Gemara says, it would only say the second case of Chatzitze, I would say Davke Akesher, They assault by Tvilas Kodesh because the water swells up the kesher. So Mamela, the kesher becomes tighter. Uman give the masnisin. So now Taisvis asks, but there's a third case. There's a case of man give. It's also al chatzitze. Now why do you need this third case of chatzitze? Havi mishum chatzitze kedepeirish rashi. Boho doloi ovet zrichusa mi mangiv. So why did he make a zrichusa of mangiv? Why did he need this also? Mishum dekim loi doloi yedina meidach. This is another reason. You can't learn out, you can't learn out mangiv from kosher. You can't learn out kosher from mangiv. So mamela, the three distinct tziyurim of chatzitze. And therefore we have to mention all three cases. V'yesh meforshim. Others want to say pshat. The mangiv time achineike. The din of mangiv is not al tchatzitze. Mishum shahamayim choizrim umetamin lei. That means a very interesting pshat. that the mayim, let's say there's a liquid, there's a double lach on the beged. You have a beged which is mishtamish lekodesh, there's a double lach on it. So memele, so this double lach became tome from the keli. The keli was a chayse. So if the keli was a rishon, or the keli is a rishon, so it's metame this mashke. Now, so this mashke is tome. So after you toivel it, if you do not dry up the mashke, shamayim choizrin umetamin lay. So now the mayim will be metame again this keli. Vulais ay lechoyre dismayim shenitmu, let them become toyer al tashoke. Vulais alkulu ashoke mishamayle de kaidish. So memele, so ashoke shouldn't help, because that's the mile of kaidish. So this is going a different thing. That means mangiv is not al mitam hilchas chetzitze. No, mangiv is because this mashke became tome from the beget, from the keli, and now by kodesh there's a chaymer that we don't say hashoke for a mashke. So memele, so therefore, if you won't dry it up, it'll be metame the keli after the tefillah. The kosher lemoiri the imkains, if you say mangiv is a nu chaymer, imkain lerove havish name osa, rove holds is 11 chumras in the Mishnah. He doesn't learn that Kalim Besech Kalim is al Tchatzitze, so we have 11 Chumras. Now we just found 12 Chumras. L'Rab Ile Achados, and the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says that Rava holds this 11, Rab Ile holds this 10. Pishloime, Revi, Bakoidish Lechoshev Le, Oitziruf, the Eraise. So Pshat and Tosfos Teretz is that those who count only 10 or 11 Chumras, they hold, even though the Mishnah says Revi by Kodesh, or the Mishnah says by Kodesh is a Din Tziruf, they hold this does not go into the Milus, because this is a Deraise. And the Milus of the Mishnah is only speaking about Milus Midarabono.